So that brings us around to our final core value, which is sharing God's goodness. And we have been in the process of going through our core values for the last few weeks. And next week, we are starting a brand new sermon series called Hope in the Dark. And what's interesting is as I go through and I try to think long term, like, God, what is it that you would have after the next sermon series? And some of you have known, like, I've been throwing out different ideas, and then I've just felt like our church family has come through some really tough times in the last month or so. And so when I literally stumbled upon this sermon series a few weeks ago, I was like, our church family needs to hear this. So this is the sermon series that's starting next week. So this is who we are, these core values, our family core values, and Jesus, right? Jesus first. Everyone tells God's story. Spending time daily in scripture and prayer, unity of the family, and sharing God's gift. And this quote just keeps coming up because I'm so positive that what Marty said rings true. If we would just live these core values out, people will see Christ in us. If we put Jesus first, just like Ava said to me again, I love Jesus and God. And I know not all of us are as outgoing as that, but if we put Jesus first, if we share God's story, if we spend time daily, if we participate in unity of the family and we share God's goodness, people will see Jesus in us. And so those core values, the first one, Jesus first, reminds us, and so put up the next part, please, Henry. It says, we are created by Jesus and for Jesus, and that answers two questions that most people try to answer. Does my life matter? And why am I here? So we need to be putting Jesus first in our life. The second one, everyone shares God's stories. And that's the four parts. We need to be vulnerable. We need to put ourselves out there. We need to have that relationship with Jesus. We need to be willing to develop relationships with people who don't know Jesus yet. And you need to know your story. What is it that you have to share? The Bible says that we should always be ready with a word of testimony. And so even, you know, on my way here, I was like, okay, well, what do I have to share? Well, God's faithful. Why is God faithful? Well, because I've seen him provide for my needs. Well, and it just goes from there. So we need to be willing to actually know what it is that we would have to share with someone about who God is. Thirdly, spending time daily, because it's all about relationship with God. We hear from God through the Bible and we speak to God through prayer. Whereas the next one is all about relationship with each other. When we talk about unity of the family. And we do that by practicing the one another's. And the one another's are those things in the Bible that Jesus says that we should do to each other and for each other. So these are the one another's. They go like this. Love, encourage, greet, forgive, be humble, agree, spur to love, be kind, live in peace, submit, have compassion, be sympathetic, admonish, don't pay back wrong, don't lie, serve, live in harmony, pray for, don't judge, be gentle, offer hospitality, have the mind of Christ, be patient, spur to good deeds, don't deprive, speak songs to, honor, confess to, be like-minded, be devoted, have equal concern, bear in love, build up, instruct, don't grumble, accept, don't provoke, and don't slander. So we practice these one another's for the purpose of building up unity in the family. And it says that people will know that we are Christians by the way that we love one another. And so we are to put on love. We are to love, we are to encourage, we are to build up, and that helps people see Christ in and through us. Next. So that brings us to today's last core value, which is sharing God's goodness. We believe God is abundantly generous to all. As we give generously with our time, talents, and treasure, we experience joy and blessing as we glorify God and share God's love to others. Now, you'll see that come up and again, that three, to the power of, okay, to the power of three. It's just an easy way, instead of putting time, talents, and treasure in all the time. So whenever you see the three up there, you'll know that it means time, talents, and treasure. So time is like time, right? The thing that goes around, time. Talents is your gifts, your abilities, gifts and abilities. Your treasure is usually related to the things that you own, like money. Like you're willing to share your money and your stuff. I know when I bought my car, it's like, okay, Lord, this car is for you, and whatever you want to do with it, then I need to be willing to let you do that, because this is treasure you gave me and I need to give it back to you. So we share what God has given to us so that we and others can experience the fullness of life God intends for us. And that's why we share. That's why we share, which sounds weird. How can you possibly be sharing and yet have a full life? And that's what we want to look at. What does that mean that we should, you know, to share and you receive the full life God intends for us? Because that's why he came. He came to reconcile the entire world to him so that we could experience all that he has for us. And we do that by sharing his generosity. So this first one is this. Sharing God's goodness in your time, talents, and treasures is an investment in your joy. It's an investment in your joy. Proverbs says this. The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. And Paul quotes Jesus in the book of Acts, where he says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. There's something about giving that brings us joy. And for those of you who are in the service, when you serve at church, I have to be honest. I don't always get really excited about coming to serve. I'd rather stay in bed some days. And especially when it comes to prayer meeting, I'm like, oh, it would just be good to go home and put my feet up. And then when I get here and I serve or I pray, I go home, my heart is filled with joy. And I'm like, wow, why would I ever think about missing out on this? There's such joy that comes from serving. Like the number of nights that I spent with youth till like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, I would go home with my heart filled with joy. Because of the opportunities that came up, the conversations that came up. So sharing God's goodness is an investment in your joy. Your joy. As you share your time, your talents, and your treasures, we've had people sponsor kids to go to camp and to go on retreats for Awana. And you're investing in your joy. But you're also, when you do that, you're investing, next, in eternity. This verse from Matthew says this. This is Matthew 6:19-20. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. Now here's a great question. For those of you who have read this passage a lot, what is the treasure in heaven? Okay, God's full presence. I like that one. Anything else? God's love. So when we talk about storing up treasures, there's God's presence, God's love. Anything else? Okay, what about God's kingdom? Okay, we don't have to worry about anything anymore. Pardon me? Fellowship with other believers. I don't know about you, but when you die, or whenever I've watched, you know, a funeral, it's just the casket that goes. You're not taking your car, you're not taking your bank account even, you're not taking your house, you're not taking anything but you. Which really got me thinking about this passage. If the only thing that you take to heaven is you, then what does that mean to store up treasure in heaven? It means to take other people with you. That's what it really means. So the lives that you pour into here on earth are the treasures that you are storing up for in heaven, because you're not making your own mansion. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Your job is to fill it up. I just love that image. Like, when you share your time, your talents, and your treasures, you're pouring into the lives of other people that are going to be with you in heaven. That is our treasure. When we get to stand before Jesus and there's just people all around us of the impact that you've had. Because maybe it was a kind word. Maybe it was a hand that you keep shaking every Sunday and you smile at the face and we're so glad that you're here. Or maybe you faithfully gave all the time and you wonder, I don't know why I just faithfully give. I'm not seeing any outcome in this. But when you get to heaven, you're going to see that kid that became a pastor because you sponsored them to go to camp. For they heard about the gospel and how God loves them. I love that concept that when we share God's goodness, our time, our talents, and our treasures, we're making an investment in eternity. I love it. We're not only are we making an investment in eternity, we're making an investment in your relationship with God. Because to be totally honest, to share for me is really, really tough. My mom used to give me 3 pieces of money to put in the offering plate at church. And there's only 2 opportunities to give. So I kept the 3rd, and I put it in my own piggy bank, because she gave me 3 pieces. She didn't tell me explicitly to put it all in. So I find it hard to share. And so when God tells me that I need to give or give more, I'm like, are you sure about that? Are you really going to meet all of my needs? And I love this verse from Malachi. It says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord, of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. I love that verse. It says, test me in this. Very few things does the Lord say, test me in this. But he says, test me. And the Bible says that those who follow God, we've never seen them forsaken. And as I was talking with Debbie, she's like, I can't really explain why our appliances just keep working. They should have died by now. Or the caravan that just keeps running. Or that Honda. I know Honda's a good product. But for some reason, they just keep running longer than they should. They just keep running and running and running and running. Like, God is so faithful. So often when I have people come to me and say, I just can't afford to give. I'm like, but can you afford not to? And I know that's so cliche, but it's so true. You can't really afford not to give because it's an investment in your relationship with God. I have, like, had up and down salaries most of my life. And yet I have never gone without, ever, ever. And so when I think about these things, sharing God's goodness in our time, our talents, and treasures, if it increases, if it's an investment in our joy, if it's an investment in eternity, and it's an investment in my relationship with God, then why wouldn't I want to share what God has given me to share? Because he's just going to keep giving us more and more and more and more. And that's what the Luke passage says. It says that it will be pressed down and overflowing. That's the promise that God has for us when we decide to share God's goodness in our time, our talents, and our treasures. In my previous church, we had a sign on the front of the fellowship hall that said, not equal giving, but equal sacrifice. Because 10% for me looks different than 10% for you, then looks different from 10% for you. But it's all equal, right? It's equal sacrifice. It's equal sacrifice. So that's the playing field, right? That's the playing field. And if you want to get real technical, Jesus sat down across from the temple and he watched a lady come up and put in 2 little pennies. And he watched everybody else come in and put in thousands and thousands of dollars. He said they gave out of their overflow, but she gave all she had. That's what Jesus asks. He actually asks for all we have, but he'll settle for 10%. And it's like, okay, an investment in my joy, an investment in eternity, an investment in my relationship. I can't pass this up. God, how do you want me to share? And so the next slide is, yeah, with these 3 things in mind, we can share as God asks us to share. So what does sharing God's goodness look like? I love what Billy Graham said. He said, God has given us two hands, one to receive with and the other to give with. So as we receive, Lord, what is it that you would have me give? And then we give it. Sometimes he asks for all of it. Sometimes he asks for 10%. Sometimes he asks for a little more. But are we willing to actually surrender that to God so that we can experience the joy, so that we can take as many people to heaven with us as possible, and so that our relationship with him grows? And so I want you to look at this video, because here it puts together how we can share God's goodness with our time, our talents, and our treasures. Each of you holds a piece of God's redemption story. And sharing your time, your talents, and your treasures is sacrifice. Because some of you are like, I don't have time, or I can't afford it. And so I want to share with you John's story. Not this John, but he has a cool story too. You can talk to him after service. But this is in preparation for our sermon series next week called Hope in the Dark. He said, my friend John, about 2 years ago, noticed a ringing in his ear that grew louder and louder until it was unbearable. After several visits to various doctors, John was diagnosed with an incurable condition called tinnitus. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the worst, his condition is 9.5. Many people with cases less severe than John can't stand the pain and noise, and they end up taking their own lives. My buddy will tell you honestly that he didn't want to live but was determined to overcome this nonstop nightmare. One day, John flew to Atlanta to meet with one of the nation's best tinnitus doctors. One reason this doctor is so good is because he suffers from the same condition. He gave John a custom-fitted earpiece designed to create a competing noise that helps drown out the constant freight train sound in his head. But the doctor admitted it probably wouldn't do much to help in John's extreme case. This wise doctor explained that the best thing John could do was serve others. Yes, you read that right. The way to forget about the pain is to help other people so you forget about yourself. And that's exactly what John did. On top of his usual prayer and Bible study time, John started doing more, way more. He and his wife started a small group and began pouring into others spiritually. They started serving in different roles in the church, and they adopted a single mom and her kids to help them climb out of a very bad situation. John tells me all the time that the buzzing sound is in his head is just as bad as it has ever been, but it doesn't bother him as much anymore as it used to. Occasionally, through tears, John tells me that he's never been closer to God than he is now. And though he would never choose this road nor wish it on his worst enemy, John is thankful for it because of his nightmare condition, this condition has helped him come to know God more intimately. Will sharing be easy? No. But is it worth it? Absolutely. It's hard to give sometimes, especially when your body is saying, I can't do it. But I have learned that as we push through things, as difficult as they might be, and as I've watched some of you push through the pain and serve, your relationship with God grows. So the question is, what do we do with this? What do we do with this information? So here's the scale again that we keep looking at. God, how do you want me to increase? How do you want me to move forward? Where am I at? Like, if you were to look at yourself on this scale of 1 to 10 in sharing your time, your talents, and your treasures, what would you say about yourself? And the question is, how much does the value of sharing God's goodness, your time, your talents, and your treasure direct your behavior? And as I said last week, do you just come in, plunk yourself down, and then leave immediately? That's not sharing. It's hard to share. And for some of you, you're really struggling because you're like, I just need to come in and listen and I need to leave. I would encourage you to ask the Lord to help you stay a little longer, to connect with someone, to share your story with someone, to let them share their story with you, because we are God's family, knowing, growing, and serving together in Christ's love. Because there's someone here that needs to interact with you today, even though it might be painful, but that's part of sharing God's goodness. Or do you want to move further up the scale? What will that take? Will that mean maybe you're house poor? And I've said that lots. So maybe you need to downsize. Maybe you need to have a yard sale. Maybe you need to buy. I know hunting season is coming. I'm so sorry I'm going to say this. Maybe you need to buy one less gun for hunting season. I know. Or maybe you don't need a new hockey stick for hockey season. I'm so sorry. But maybe that's true for you. I know, I look in my closet, I'm like, I need to get some new fall gear. And it's like, really? I don't need to, I just want to. But maybe that's part of the things that you want need to be recalibrated to the things that you need. So how do you move further up the scale in your time, your talents, and treasures, and sharing that? And then how will you do that? So as we sing, the prayer rails are always available to come forward. And whether you're coming forward for the message or you're coming forward to intercede for someone, or maybe God is just really challenging you on something completely different, but you feel that you need to come forward, then we ask that you would come forward and let us pray for you. Let us share ourselves with you. So Heavenly Father, we come before you and we say thank you for your goodness and your love. Thank you that we can overcome all things. And so we trust you, Lord. Help us to hear your voice and respond. We ask this in your name. Amen.